Antony von Leeuwenhoek is universally acknowledged as the father of microbiology and the first person to observe bacteria. While that might not sound like a shocker to you, depending on how you look at it, it can seem kind of impossible. Microscopes in the 17th century were just getting started, and bacteria are really small. So small that even with our modern microscopes, they can still be really hard to see. So without all the fancy equipment, how did von Leeuwenhoek do it hundreds of years ago? Funnily enough, to this day, we don't exactly know, but he definitely did do it. So let's try to understand how. Before we can really dive into this mystery, let's chat about microscope science. Don't worry, it won't hurt. So the resolution of a microscope refers to the smallest distance between two objects that you can make out. Not the smallest thing you can see, but how close two things can get to each other until they start looking like they're touching. Only a few of von Leeuwenhoek's microscopes have survived to this day, but the ones we have been able to study have shown a resolution of as small as 1 micrometer. That's 1 millionth of a meter. Another microscope feature to consider is magnification. This is how many times bigger than real life the microscope makes the object look. Von Leeuwenhoek's microscopes have been found to have magnifications up to 266 times. While that's certainly impressive, that doesn't quite solve the mystery, because modern microscopists generally say that you need at least 400 times magnification to see bacteria properly. For reference, most bacteria are just a few micrometers long, tops. That's bigger than von Leeuwenhoek's resolution, but not by a whole lot. And when you're flirting with the lower limit of what you can see, things can get pretty fuzzy. If it wasn't hard enough that they're so small, bacteria also move around, and they're usually transparent. When things are squiggling around under a microscope, it's hard to keep them in focus. But we know that von Leeuwenhoek was able to observe live bacteria, as well as blood cells, as they moved through capillaries. Not only that, but apparently his setup was so user-friendly that he could have his own interactive exhibit in his home, where visitors could look through his microscope to see the blood circulating in the tail of a live eel. He basically put the eel upside down in water, and then viewers would look at the tail from the side. He also made a version where he'd wrap the fish in wet fabric so it could lay flat under a microscope. I guess eels just have conveniently transparent tails? In fact, he called these versions of his microscopes Al-Kicker, which can roughly be translated to eel watcher. Von Leeuwenhoek kept his microscopy methods super secret, and to achieve these awesome feats of science way back in the 17th century, many people think that he had to have been up to something that we just don't know about. Pinning down his methods has proven to be as slippery as the fish he was studying. In fact, both his contemporaries and later scientists couldn't pull it off, which honestly made his findings take a bit of a credibility hit. Still, we know for sure that von Leeuwenhoek did discover bacteria. His publications include illustrations where you can see the now classic shapes of bacteria. Rod, sphere, and spiral, and even their movement patterns and cilia. And similarly, his illustrations of blood cells reflect what we know them to look like now. He decided to call these animalcules, or little animals, which is very cute, and he was really dedicated to getting good samples. Von Leeuwenhoek would collect samples from his family, friends, himself, including his own poop, and even from strangers on the street. To add to his impressive commitment, von Leeuwenhoek had no formal scientific training, as getting a university education at the time was inaccessible to him. He was a textile merchant, and it wasn't until he was 38 that he made his first microscope. Scientists come from all backgrounds and walks of life. Somehow, von Leeuwenhoek was able to figure out a technique to build hundreds of microscopes, involving highly technical glass grinding skills to get his little animalcule drawings. Though, that's actually a pretty small element of the mystery, because his birthplace of Delft in the Netherlands also happened to be a hub for lens making and optics. We're fairly sure that von Leeuwenhoek was able to learn some glass grinding basics by simply watching the local experts at work. And he was in good company, too. Dutch glass artisans are also credited with having invented telescopes in the 1600s. They really knew what they were doing with glass over there. But before we can get into what von Leeuwenhoek did specifically that was better than his contemporaries, we need to go to a quick break.
This SciShow video is supported by Rocket Money. Thank you, Rocket Money, for supporting our great science videos and also for helping me personally manage my life. Last year, the engine in my car, kind of exploded. I'm not a mechanic. I don't know what to tell you, but I do know that if I ever want to drive my car again, I need to save up to buy a new engine. And I've been doing that with help from Rocket Money, the personal finance app that allows you to manage subscriptions, lower bills, make a custom budget, and grow your savings all in one place. I am genuinely excited to talk about Rocket Money because I've been a customer for years, and I really enjoy the app. Rocket Money helps me budget and keep track of my expenses. I mean, Come on, my brain does not retain this information, and I'm not going to use a spreadsheet to do that stuff, which is why I think Rocket Money is the best thing for me personally. It auto-categorizes my purchases into rent or groceries or shopping and medical without me having to create a whole system. It also shows me on a calendar when I get paid next and when my bills are due. I'm just a lot more organized now that I use Rocket Money, and I'm telling you about it so you can be too. You can get started with Rocket Money today for free and unlock even more features with premium. Just scan the QR code or click the link in the description.
Generally, scientists have uncovered three different lens-making techniques that von Leeuwenhoek likely used. The first technique was probably adapted from one of his microscopy contemporaries, Robert Hooke. Hooke's method involved taking a thin glass rod, melting down the tip to make a round bead at the end, and then snapping off the bead to use as a lens. Hooke first published his technique in 1665, years before von Leeuwenhoek first came onto the scene. So it's not out of the question that this is where Antony got his inspo. Funnily enough, Hooke apparently thirsted after von Leeuwenhoek's elusive microscope-making techniques, since von Leeuwenhoek seemed to be able to get much better images than him. But a 2021 study shows that von Leeuwenhoek was probably using Hooke's very own methods. Oops. Still, Hooke notoriously hated single-lens microscopes, such as the ones that von Leeuwenhoek specialized in, so he may have bungled that one for himself. Either way, von Leeuwenhoek moved on to other lens-making techniques, so we can't accuse him of only copying other people. The second lens-crafting method he used was more well-known, taking a lens and grinding and polishing it down to the right size and thickness. This resulted in a lens that was convex on both sides, or lentil-shaped. The word lens comes from the Latin word for lentil for this exact reason. The third technique was one that von Leeuwenhoek likely came up with all on his own. According to a 2021 analysis of some of his surviving microscopes, his highest power lenses might have been made through glass blowing. Instead of being perfectly spherical like Hooke's lenses, or perfectly convex like the ground lenses, von Leeuwenhoek's glass-blown lenses have various curve angles and widths at different points. These lenses are also super smooth, which probably helped von Leeuwenhoek get that extremely high magnification and resolution that he needed. But like all his other methods, von Leeuwenhoek kept the details of his techniques close to the chest. That 2021 study had to infer how his lenses were made by using a technique called neutron tomography, basically blasting a beam of neutrons at the lenses to get super detailed images of their structure. In addition to the quality of his lenses, we need to talk about an important difference between Hooke and von Leeuwenhoek. As we mentioned earlier, Hooke hated single-lens microscopes, so he mostly worked with compound microscopes, which have multiple lenses. Von Leeuwenhoek, on the other hand, almost exclusively used single-lens microscopes, which are scientifically called simple microscopes. While the vast majority of modern microscopes are compound, both simple and compound microscopes had their strengths and weaknesses back in the 17th century when people had to make all of their scientific instruments by hand. Lenses are subject to something called chromatic aberration if they aren't aligned 100% perfectly. Lenses work by bending light, but each wavelength of light bends slightly differently. That's great when we get cool things like rainbows through a prism, but not so great when you're trying to focus all of your colors on a single tiny point with your microscope. And if you're trying to concentrate light through multiple lenses, your chance of getting chromatic aberrations is even higher, which means your image doesn't come out as clear. So, this is where having a single-lensed microscope may have come in handy. Even though compound microscopes are generally stronger nowadays, von Leeuwenhoek's simple microscopes were able to get clearer images without all of those aberrations at a higher magnification. Hooke may have only had access to about 50 times magnification, whereas von Leeuwenhoek's surviving instruments go up to 266 times. But remember that 266 times magnification, while impressive, is still not up to that 400 times minimum that you need to generally see bacteria clearly. Most likely, von Leeuwenhoek's innovative spirit didn't stop at lens crafting. He was probably also working with optical lighting techniques that he didn't tell people about. Most of the people around von Leeuwenhoek's time, and even nowadays, were using a lighting method called bright field. This is when light is shown onto the sample at an angle that bounces right back into the lens, and anything you see will show up as dark objects on a light background. On the other hand, dark field illumination directs the light source to bounce around the sample and reflect away from the lens. So the only light that makes it back up through the microscope lens for the viewer to see is anything that bounces off of the sample itself. So instead of a dark sample showing up on a light background, you see glowy shapes on a dark background. The glowing lines of dark field illumination give you much higher contrast than what you typically get with bright field, so you actually don't need as strong of a magnification to get a really clear image. Based on how von Leeuwenhoek described his microscopy results, We're almost sure that he must have used dark field illumination to get his super clear view of bacteria, though he might not have needed to use dark field to see blood cells, which only need about 40 to 100 times magnification. His description of blood cells suggests that he also looked at them with dark field techniques, describing them as sand grains upon a piece of black taffety silk. Still, all of this information had to come about through some serious sleuthing by the scientists that came after von Leeuwenhoek. Aside from actively preventing people from learning his techniques, von Leeuwenhoek wrote in a letter once that he didn't see much use in teaching posterity about his methods, partly because not many students seemed interested in science beyond getting a ton of money and fame. Y'all are getting money and fame from doing research? So it seems that von Leeuwenhoek was able to see bacteria with just him and his single lens microscope against the world, thanks to some pretty innovative lens making and lighting techniques. At the end of the day, Antony von Leeuwenhoek was able to accomplish something really groundbreaking that is still not easy to do with all of our fancy modern equipment today. And even though hiding your methodology is pretty uncool in the scientific community, there's no doubt that this guy really was the first person to see bacteria, with nothing but sheer dedication to the craft and a boatload of naysayers. Though he wouldn't have had so many naysayers if he just shared his methods.